Welcome back to the second hour of the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 411, 61 degrees on this Wednesday, May 14th, 2025. So about all this hysteria about these alleged cuts to Medicaid, it's, I've played time and time again where people are like, well, you know, they could happen. They may happen. They might happen. Well, Governor Josh Shapiro, Pennsylvania, was on this station earlier today, and he pretty much said the same thing. But in the same breath saying that there are going to be cuts to Medicaid, in the same breath, he says that he hasn't seen any cuts yet. And once he does, then he'll be able to talk more on them. So I'm going to start with that. Let's play this because he also gets into things about rural hospitals and such, but kind of leaves it hanging out there. And I'm going to fill in a little of those gaps for you. So this is Governor Josh Shapiro earlier today.
Hundreds of thousands of people in Pennsylvania, including Northeastern PA, are going to lose access to Medicaid, access to health care. Second, our rural hospitals, which are so Medicaid dominant, meaning they've got a lot of Medicaid patients that go through there, and so they rely on the money coming in from Medicaid. Our rural hospitals, which are teetering on the brink of closure, you will see more and more close. This isn't hyperbole. This isn't, you know, just a lot of noise. This is the reality of what they're debating in Washington. I've been very honest with our congressional delegation, and once I see the specific cuts that they're proposing, I'm going to break down the impact it's going to have per congressional or by congressional district.
So you heard him at the end there. Once I see these cuts, so he hasn't seen cuts at all yet, but yet he's going on radio shows, he's going on TV, he's getting in front of a camera or a microphone and saying there's going to be billions of dollars worth of cuts. And then he talks about rural hospitals and how they will be the most affected. And rural hospitals are facing a severe problem. There's a thing called the it's called CMS, which is the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS Area Wage Index. And that's how it's determined what hospitals get reimbursed at. So if you are an urban hospital and you do an MRI, you get reimbursed $6,000. If you are a rural hospital and you do that very same MRI on that very same patient, you may only get $3,000 or $4,000 because the way the system figures out, it's based off local wages. And of course, local wages are going to be less in rural America than they are in our inner cities. That's just the way it is. Now, what the governor fails to say there is that in the Trump first administration, they moved to fix this system. They moved to make it. The Trump administration made several attempts to address disparities in the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services area wage, which adjusts Medicaid payments to hospital based on local labor costs. These disparities often disadvantage rural and low-wage hospitals. In Trump's first term, they did fix this. They said they were going to increase the low wages for hospitals in fiscal year 2020. They proposed overhauling the community-based wage index in 2018, and they also eliminated the imputed wage index floor for all urban states in fiscal year 2019. You know what happened? Democrats sued the Trump administration to stop it, and a lawsuit ensued. And the lawsuit's basis was this couldn't be done by executive order. This couldn't be done by policy. It couldn't be done by the Secretary of HHS under Trump's first term. Again, this is 2018 to 2019. They went to fix this. And Democrats sued, saying you can't do that without congressional input. You can't do it by executive order. You can't do it by a policy. And when that lawsuit came for appeal, the Biden administration, because there was an election and the Biden administration was now in place, did not appeal the judgment. And it went by the wayside. And no fixes were ever made. And then for 4 years, the Biden administration never fixed anything. And you have the governor there failing to say that. You have the governor there, that earlier story where I told you, where dozens of nursing homes have closed in Pennsylvania over the past 4 years. Governor didn't seem concerned then. He was the governor, right? Didn't seem concerned then, but now because it's politics, it's us versus them, it's a big deal. Well, the hearings today were just on this. Just on this, where the HHS Secretary Kennedy talked about this and saying, we tried this in the first term. Well, Trump tried this in the first term of his presidency. And Democrats stopped it. And they failed to appeal it, and they didn't do anything. And now we're doing it again. We're looking to address this, and we need Congress's help. So we'll see where that'll go.
As you point out, the Trump administration initially tried to address this disparity, which is destroying rural health care. And as you know, many of these rural hospitals not only provide critical access to care, without them, patients would have to drive sometimes hours to get to an emergency room. They're absolutely critical in those regions, but they're also important economic drivers for many of those regions. And they're institutions that provide cohesion to those communities. Oh, if we want to preserve rural America as a livable space with dignity, enrichment, prosperity, and good health that they deserve, we need to keep those hospitals in and those treatment institutions in good shape and good financial. We need to keep them financially viable. The Trump administration, the initial Trump administration, 2016 to 2020, tried to do that. Unfortunately, to redress those disparities. Unfortunately, as you know, as you pointed out, the Biden administration did not robustly respond to a court challenge, and we got a very bad decision from that. That said, that my agency has no power to redress this disparity, but I pledge to work with you and with Congress. The change has to be statutory, and we will do our job at providing technical support, including the kind of studies that you just mentioned that show how badly this disparity is wounding rural America.
So there's basically an overview of what the problem was. And this change in the formula between rural and urban hospitals in Medicaid funding needs to be done through Congress. The law needs to be changed so the funding can be changed. The Trump administration tried it, and they were sued. And the Biden administration failed to appeal that lawsuit, and that was lost. But they didn't fix it for the whole 4 years that they were in office. Governor Shapiro didn't fix it or didn't talk about it for 4 years while he was the governor of Pennsylvania, when dozens of nursing homes were closing because of this lack of funding. But now all of a sudden it's a priority. Now all of a sudden they're making up because they want to give tax breaks to the rich. They're cutting Medicaid for your grandparents and your disabled children and people who need it the most. But they don't talk about how in that very same tax bill, those making between $30,000 and $80,000 will pay 15% less in taxes in 2027. And that's reported by the nonpartisan Joint Committee on Taxation. Those making under $1 million will only pay less 8% less tax. And again, that's under $1 million. Those who are making under $30,000 will pay 21% decline in their taxes in 2027. No tax on tips, no tax on Social Security, no tax on overtime. How many rich people do you know that are making money doing those things? It's scare tactics. And you can even hear the governor talk about how I lost my train of thought there. You hear him talking about how this is on the backs, and he's going to break it down. That's what it is. He's going to break it down through congressional district, how it affects. And again, he hasn't seen it yet. He admits in that clip, I haven't seen the cuts yet. Well, you're on the radio talking about and scaring the public of Pennsylvania, those most vulnerable, those on disability, those that depend on this. You're lying to them at this point because you haven't even seen it, but you're saying it's happening. He said billions of dollars is going to be cut. Well, Secretary Kennedy also got into that today because during the hearing, a Democrat said, why are you taking Medicaid away from my sick constituents? And Secretary Kennedy said, that's wrong. 1 million people are claiming Medicaid illegally. 1 million people are collecting Medicaid and Obamacare together, which is illegal. 1 million illegal aliens estimated are using the Medicaid illegally. Millions of able-bodied adults on Medicaid refuse to get a job and don't qualify for Medicaid under the old COVID where it was expanded. These are the cuts they're talking about. They want illegal immigrants on Medicaid. They want people to be claiming Medicaid in two separate states, which is illegal because that's what's going on. A million people, they said, were identified as collecting Medicaid or being on the rolls in two separate states. A million illegal aliens, a million people are on Medicaid and Obamacare, which is illegal. And able-bodied adults, and we talked about this yesterday, I know them and I know you know them. It happens. They're out there. Are there plenty of people working on Medicaid that are doing it the right way? There are millions. Of course there are. Are there people who need Medicaid to survive because they are legitimately disabled? Absolutely millions are. But that's what not what they're talking about. And they want to talk about how this is going to affect rural hospitals, Pennsylvania. You don't understand. It's going to be detrimental. Well, how come you didn't support the fix 4 years ago? How come you didn't appeal it? How come you didn't do it when you were in power for 4 years? But now it's an issue because it's about elections. It's about who's in power. They could care less for 4 years under the Biden administration. Josh Shapiro could care less about Pennsylvania's rural hospitals for the past 4 years, but now because it's an election talking point and he has priorities looking forward, it's an issue. Well, they're not just going after waste, fraud, and mismanagement. Well, how come you didn't go after waste, fraud, and mismanagement for the past 4 years? You just let it go. Status quo. Business as usual. Let's move on. This system is failing. We are $36 trillion in debt. It will be cut for these people if it's not fixed. If we do not throw off illegal immigrants that don't belong here. If we don't identify people who are collecting Medicaid in two separate states. If we don't identify and kick off people who are going Medicaid and Obamacare. And yes, there's penalties for this. You will no longer be allowed to sign up for Medicaid again if you are caught defrauding it. So when they say they're kicking these people off and they're not going to be eligible for any other Medicare programs, yes, because they stole from the taxpayer enough. They defrauded the taxpayer enough. So yes, and good. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to dig into the facts when people tell you these things. You had the governor of our state on telling us half-truths for politics. What else? When he could have used it as a moment. Said, you know what? This is going to affect our rural hospitals the most. And I understand that the Trump administration tried to fix this and it never went through. So why don't we work together, Democrats and Republicans? The Trump administration it is. I'm the governor of Pennsylvania. Why don't we step up and get together? I will go to Washington, D.C. anytime, any place to meet with the president of the United States. Let's get this Medicaid fixed when it comes to rural hospitals now. Let's work together to do it. I will push the Democrats, Mr. President. I hope you push the Republicans. Let's make this work for our seniors. Let's make this work for our people on disabilities. You don't hear that, right? Because they don't want to fix the problem. They want the problems to exist. Because if the problems don't exist, we need them less. That's what this is about.